The New York's bravest women training to join the brotherhood that is the New York City Fire Department, training to dispel any myth that women can't do that job. Government Affairs reporter Melissa Russo had exclusive access to follow four of the women who are in the current rookie class.
It's hard to tell the new class isn't just testosterone. But there are four female rookies, and what they want is to blend in with the boys.
You just want to get by and not be noticed, not be pointed out or picked out.
I want to be just like them, treated the same.
13, 14, 15.
I remember being a kid watching the firefighters on the backs of the trucks when they were able to hang off and saying, oh, you know, that'd be cool to do.
Give me water!
The fact that women are present changes nothing about the tone or intensity of the training.
A lot of people say it's unfair. We're just like everybody else. We make like mistakes. I say bullshit. We have a standard in this department. You will meet or exceed it, or you will do what?
Get the
You will get the out.
Fitting in means long workouts and short haircuts.
I always had long hair. I never ever want to cut it.
You're working all day, doing all this physical stuff, and you're putting on the face piece all day and the mask, so it's just easier to cut it short.
I want to see my mother. She still doesn't understand why I had to cut it, why I wanted to cut it. She's like holding her head like, oh my God, what did you do?
Their own mothers question why a woman would want this job.
It's a great job, whether you're a guy or a girl.
They say their gender is rarely an issue, with a couple of exceptions.
Everybody's naked.
We need to take our shirts off. We have a bathroom over there.
Still, where they change clothes seems insignificant when they're about to be here.
Focus for me. You're going up the side of a building, right? It's not a walk in the park.
I've always been afraid of heights. I used to be afraid just to look down. I overcame that fear completely.
But if having four women in this one class doesn't sound like much, keep in mind that the fire department has hired just 9 women in the last 2 decades.
But a recent change in the recruitment policy now allows more women and minorities a chance to become a firefighter. The change lets EMTs and paramedics like Demirian Milnick move to the front of the line. Some may call that unfair, but these women scored 100% on their physical exams.
All right, come on.
When I'm pulling on the hose, I can feel it. Or I see that maybe I'm a little slower sometimes than the guys.
Down and away, down and away.
The trainers say the men make the same mistakes as the women, but for the women, the stakes feel higher.
We had to go, like, into the heat room. That's when it, like, pretty all the reality set in for me, like, what I'm in for. I thought, if I don't do it, they're going to all be looked at as being weak.
Actually, they're holding their own, and they're tough. They are tough. A couple of them will knock your teeth out if you give them the wrong word.
There's no question that the fire department's physical exam is tougher for women, but more and more women have been passing it thanks to special training. So the biggest obstacle is not upper body strength, it's getting women to take the test in the first place.
What would you say to women who are thinking about doing this?
I would tell them to definitely go through with it.
Why should just guys have this job?
On Randall's Island, Melissa Russo, News Channel 4.
It is a tough job, isn't it?
Oof, not for me.